Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Well, hey, it's Wednesday, and the last couple of days I had the pleasure of spending it in Dallas-Fort Worth area. And on Monday, we were with our sales team through the national sales meeting, and the sales team is on fire. You guys just lifted my spirit. I left revived. I'm just Boy, I tell you, anytime I have a bad day, if I can just sit in the middle of the sales team and just let you guys sow into me, I would take that every day of the week. And what was really cool is, some of the Resolute folks that came, and you guys were just so encouraging. Whether we were talking in a meeting or whether I'd see you outside of a meeting, and just the way that you live your life and who you are, and you just shine. And that was really, really cool to be around you. So thank you for being a blessing. And then on Tuesday we went into six centers in the Dallas area and did visits, and my goodness, everybody in the centers, just amazing. You guys are in this for the right reasons. You're loving on patients, you're caring about each other. And the facilities look nice. I just left so excited. So thank you to the Dallas team for just being who you are, and for the sales folks, man, thank you for making me feel so excited and lifting my soul. Well, today I wanted to talk about something that I read last week, actually. So I spend most mornings, I get up kind of early, maybe between 4:30 and 5, and I for the first hour or so I just sit in my chair and I reflect and I read and I think about you guys, I think about my family, whatever it is, but I just really try to keep my mind slow before I start getting into my phone or other things. And I read something, and it just said, think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good work. Again, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good work. And that really hit home to me. Like, gosh, we are now a company of almost 3,500 to 4,000 team members. And statistics say we spend a third of our lives at work. And to be in an environment, where a third of our lives are going to be with each other, and we get to hang out together, and we get to go through hard times together, and we get to give high fives to each other, and we get to encourage one another, and all those good things, because we're together so much. But as we think about this, if we think about this saying, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good work. And that's what the sales team did for me, actually. They motivated me, and they just lifted up my spirit. And so my encouragement to you today, whether it's here at the office, in your centers, or through remote workers, or whether it's at home with your family or your friends or loved ones, think about that saying and how acts of love and good works can be a blessing to others, and especially those people that are down. They're you can just tell. You walk into the office and you can just tell they're having a hard day. Maybe they have something going on in their life that's difficult. A loved one might be sick, or they've been through difficult times in the past and they're just having a tough day. Think about ways that you can lift them up, that you can act in love and in good works to encourage them, because they may just need you that day. And many of you know that about 9 years ago, my dad took his life, and that was a really hard day. And I often sit back and wonder, that day, what would it have been if he could have just gotten through that day where he was really down? If he had just gotten through the day, that day, would it have been different? And I'll never know the answer to that, but just know that people need you. You are a blessing, and just be there for one another. Live a life of love. I hope it's an encouragement to you today. We will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.